Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We're just at the compound, Gaddafi's compound. Obviously, you can hear there's a fair amount of fire going on. We've had some RPGs go over. We don't know what it is. It may have been holdout supporters who heard Gaddafi's recorded message calling on his supporters to do either victory or martyrdom.
That is a good choice. Barry Peterson from CBS Radio News reporting in Tripoli about the reaction to the most recent radio broadcast that people heard there from Mr. Gaddafi. He apparently is still doing almost an hourly broadcast, a daily broadcast. Nobody knows where he is, though. So we'll speculate and postulate, and maybe, I don't know if there's much arguing going on. There's a little arguing going on here because we spent $2 billion, you got it, $2 billion of your taxpayer money working over the situation in Gaddafiville. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air for another hour. I'm Doug Steffen, catching you up with the situation in Libya. There's an earthquake still being talked about. There's a storm coming up the east coast that may affect a lot of people. Let's see what we can get here in that hot sauce mom. The presidential race, all these things, according to our schedule, are things we're going to touch on in this hour. Let's see how well we do. 800-510-8255 for your direct comments here. From Sky News, the Rupert Murdoch European equivalent to Fox, Alex Crawford talked to several of the Libyan rebels, including one who emerged from the Gaddafi compound with his, that is, Gaddafi's hat.
I'm next to Mr. Al-Windi, who has Colonel Gaddafi's hat on his head, a Colonel Gaddafi's, well, I don't know what you call this, but it's a sort of a Masonic sort of bushy thing that he used to throw around, and his necklace. Where have you been, Al-Windi?
Well, I've been in the Western mountains since 4 months ago. I was fighting Gaddafi troops in Kikla and other places and parts of Libya. And now this is the first day after 4 months from struggling against Gaddafi troops. I'm really proud for this moment that the Libyans have waited for 42 years. I'm going to give this to my dad as a present because he has suffered a lot from Gaddafi and Gaddafi policy.
Tell me how you got the hat and where it was. I mean, it suits you. Where did you get it from?
It was really pretty hard. I just went inside his room, which Gaddafi's bedroom. And I was like, oh my God, I'm in Gaddafi's room. Oh my God. But then this thing happened. I found this. I was like, oh my goodness. But I'm happy now. I'm having this thing. And I'm happy for Libyans, for those people who have suffered a lot. And I really thank all the countries that have stood with us, that have given us the help and support.
Mm. A lot of people have died, and a lot of people have been injured. So you must be feeling mixed emotions.
Yeah, a lot of friends have died with me in the front lines. Unfortunately, I really had that feeling that they should have been with me in this moment. But it's God loved them more than me, maybe, because they're next to God.
What happens now, do you think, Al-Windi?
What happens now? Now we should forget all the past. We should take a better steps. And we should work together as Libyans, Arabians and Berbers. And I'm sure Libyans will shock the world, because we would like to do something. Gaddafi have put us in a bad situation since this past years.
There's been lots of talk about revenge, about revenge killings from the guys who are on the winning side, which is you. Big moment for you guys, a big moment. Can you try and sum up the feelings you must be going through right now?
Well, it's different feelings. It's happiness, sadness. It's just unbelievable, all the people that sacrificed for us, for this moment. We're in front of his compound, and where is he? He's underground. He can't do anything. Where is he? We're looking for you. Where are you? Come on, come on. Where are you?
What we want is Gaddafi and his sons. We're going to get him. And they're going to go to court, and they're going to be judged. That's what we want. The Libyan people, they are kind people, and they're going to... Anybody who... Forget about Muammar. Muammar is finished, and his sons are finished. Libya is free now. People have been waiting for this moment for 42 years. We have been waiting for this. And from now on, we will have a new Libya. We will have a new Libya.
How did guys like this get into power in the first place? Maybe there's a lesson here for all of us in countries all around the world. That's perhaps one of the most important things for everybody to recognize. Is it possible to have these things happen in Western democracies? Well, it's not impossible. The world looks for leadership, but they have a hard time resisting people who are dynamic. And people who are dynamic often are people who love control and power. And that's what this guy's a politician. That's what politicians are all about for the most part. And so in this circumstance, whether it's been 40 years or how did the guy get there? You look at all of these situations, again, not just in the Middle East, all over the world. It's one of those things that I think is a take home. What do they call a teachable moment is the Oprah expression. 800. So what do we have to learn about this situation? We are concerned about Libya mostly because of the oil. That's our own, that's our dynamic tension here. But there are other lessons, I think, that need to be discussed as I listen to more of this sort of thing, these people talking. You got to wonder how many of the other Middle Eastern countries are on the edge or on the verge. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the discussions that have been taking place, continue to take place on radio and television. We turn to the radio mode in a moment here on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens, stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed a number 2 pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Shop for Evolve at Macy's Saturday, August 27th. Purchase your $5 savings pass now at any Macy's store and enjoy an extra 25 or 10% savings store-wide all day long Saturday. Even on most brands usually excluded from extra savings. Best of all, 100% of your $5 pass will benefit the March of Dimes. It's good to shop. Saturday, August 27th, through Macy's Shop for a Cause event. Visit Macy's.com/SFAC for details.
If you didn't know AutoTrader.com has new cars? Well, I'm here inside the body of a new car shopper to enlighten you. First stop, his heart. Oh, this guy loves fresh from the showroom SUVs with Wi-Fi. Now let's go up and see what his head's thinking. See, at AutoTrader.com, you can compare brand spanking new cars and special offers. Deals everywhere. Think he's picked one? Bingo! Find the new car your head and heart can agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
800-510-8255. Okay, so let's see the ultimate conversation here. Let's go to radio host Todd Shepard, who talks on his program about the huge significance of the Arab Spring, which has toppled regimes in Tunisia, Egypt, and not in Libya, though.
What does it mean to you as you're watching the rebels sweep into Tripoli? Something that I thought just would not happen after, you know, it was about 2 months ago that Benghazi looked like Benghazi would fall, like the rebels couldn't even hold Benghazi, which is at least 100 miles from Tripoli. So, but I think when you take all of these elements together, when you look at Syria, when you look at Egypt, and again, of course, I know Syria hasn't fallen, but you've got Egypt, you've got you've got Egypt, now Libya, Tunisia, of course, started the whole thing. You had other protests for a while in Yemen. But at least when you look at the three that have fallen, Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia, in those cases, and I think if Syria falls, once you get that fourth domino, at that point, you can say, take those four together, and that's equivalent to the fall of the Soviet Union. That's how dramatic of a sociological, global, geopolitical, realpolitik, earth-shaking movements we're seeing in global politics now. And, of course, we had no idea what kind of peace dividend we would get when the Soviet Union finally fell. Turns out we did get one, even though we didn't really curtail the military spending all that much. But I'll tell you, I think the Arab Spring is a good thing. Quite frankly, from my point of view, I don't even really care that much right now if the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, is the first governing precept of Egypt, or is the first governing body of Libya. Because you know what? I just can't see that these countries can get it wrong for forever. 40 years of a Muammar Gaddafi reign, and they overthrow him not by a military coup where some colonel is able to get in Gaddafi's headquarters and assassinate him and take over the military by fear. This was a true people's revolution, just like the American Revolution was. And so because of that, it has that much more, I think it will have that much more staying power. So what happens if the Muslim Brotherhood becomes the new governing body of Egypt or Libya? And people realize that the tyranny is just the same. Do they think they'll be able to overthrow the Muslim Brotherhood and, again, institute what it may not be as liberal as what we're used to in the West, but would they be able to institute something that at least has slightly more liberal reforms? I don't see how that doesn't happen.
All right. How does that not happen? That's a good question, right? 800-510-8255. The Libyans and the plundering, the family riches, cars, that sort of thing. That's what's going on. Rebels taking control of the capital over the weekend. Symbols of the excess were everywhere. The guy's got billions of dollars that he's stolen. And so I guess this is an appropriate way for them to grab what they want. The spoils of war, in a manner of speaking. 21 after the hour, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Democrats, Republicans, have you had enough? Want real change? Then change yourself. Join a new political party formed to liberate the American people from the banksters who have overthrown the Republic. If you agree with maximum liberty, limited government, and traditional morality, then you agree with American Third Position. Get more information now. Call 800-513-4928 or go to A3P.me. That's A, the number 3P.me. It's time to take America back.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. From the situation in Libya, let's move on to the earthquake and the conversation still being held regarding that. Bill Lyon is from the National Park Service, and he talked to Dana Bash about the damage to the Washington Monument, which a lot of people have been concerned about.
The cracks in the Washington Monument, crack in the Washington Monument is at the very top of the monument, where everyone is familiar with where the stones narrow and go to the tip of the very top of the Washington Monument. The crack, which is about 4 inches in length, is on one of the sides of that area where it's narrow. In geometry, you'd call it a pyramidium, four-sided triangular object. Anyway, that crack is there. The National Park Service has a structural engineering firm inside of the Washington Monument assessing the situation, gathering information. That structural engineering firm likely will need to return tomorrow and probably again on Friday in order to pull together and gather all the information that they need to gather. They will then write a report, at which point after that the National Park Service will assess the situation and begin repairs.
How do you repair something like this? I mean, do you work from the inside or from the outside? Any idea?
We don't know yet. We don't know the extent of the damage. That's we need more data. That's what the structural engineering firm is trying to provide for us.
You know, I've been tweeting about this quite a bit, and a lot of people have actually sent me some tweets asking, well, how do they know these cracks weren't there before? How often is this monument looked at and checked? Do you know the answer to that?
Yes, it's inspected daily.
Every day?
Yes, and these cracks were not there until the earthquake happened. This crack, is a result of the earthquake or an act of Mother Nature.
So what is your biggest concern or the biggest concern right now?
The biggest concern is the visitor safety. That is why the monument, Washington Monument, is closed and will remain closed indefinitely until all information can be gathered, until an assessment can be made as to what work needs to be done in terms of repair work, and then the repair work needs to be done itself. So in order to ensure the visitor safety, the National Park Service will keep the Washington Monument closed until a determination is made that we can reopen.
Isn't that kind of just a tad arrogant tone to him, or is that just me? The fellow from the National Park Service talking about the Washington Monument. 800, not that you want to have people in danger, that's not my suggestion. It just sounded a little edgy, you know what I mean? Here are hosts Chuck Custer and Kelly Lynch talking to a geologist named Chuck Verstraten about the differences between earthquakes on the West Coast and the ones that are more rare on the East Coast.
Now, this thing, the epicenter was in central Virginia, I guess, given all the fault lines and stuff, and you can explain it to us, that's not a surprising area for something to occur.
Not too surprising, but, of course, the East Coast anywhere is nothing like California mm-hmm. or Alaska.
So in Virginia, do you know what was the situation there, under the ground, and what actually happened?
Well, actually, where this earthquake happened was along a fault that was not previously known to exist. Faults are generally under the ground, and you have to search for them, map them, but this is one that had never been found before, so it was very interesting in that way. Of course, what happens during an earthquake is that there's a lot of pressure on rocks, holding them together. Think of putting your hands together and pushing from side to side, yet you also push a little bit of pressure forward in one hand, back on the other hand, and the pressure from the sides keeps it from moving until finally there's enough pressure and your hands slip. And so it's essentially the same type of thing that happened under the ground. In this case, at about, 6 kilometers, 4 miles deep.
Mm-hmm. Now, is this new information, the fact that you found this this area that was previously unknown, is there anything that you guys, scientists, can do with that information?
Sure. Not here in New York, of course, but the United States Geological Survey and the Virginia Geological Survey will be looking into that for sure.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
O'Reilly. When you need auto parts and accessories, trust O'Reilly Auto Parts. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. It's all part of our service commitment to you and what sets us apart. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you know someone who's having a birthday this month? Don't let the date sneak up and catch you unprepared. Have ProFlower send beautiful birthday flowers. They make flower deliveries easy and affordable. And get this incredible radio special. Yours right now. 100 stunning birthday blooms plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Play it smart. Go online to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. Why overpay at a florist when you can get huge savings on one full 100 stunning birthday blooms for just $19.99 at ProFlowers. They'll even throw in a free vase. With a deal like this, you can take care of all the important people in your life and schedule that special birthday delivery weeks in advance. But hurry, this $19.99 birthday deal won't last forever. And the only way to get it is to go to ProFlowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code HURRY. One more time, write it down. ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY. Got it? ProFlowers.com. Secret code HURRY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Second half hour of this hour, we focused already in this hour of the countdown on Libya and the earthquake. Now let's move to the presidential race and see what's happening there, what we can talk about, the various candidates and who's saying what about whom. 800-510-8255 if you'd care to comment. We're getting a little fussier about phone calls because there's so much input from the very good job that a lot of the radio stations are doing talking about this. So that's what we have here is a summary of what's going on News Talk Radio. That's what these programs are about. Let's see. Chris Jansing here interviewing Alex Wagner about Rick Perry's recent comparison of civil rights to corporate taxes.
Rick Perry has recently been receiving scrutiny for beliefs expressed in his 2010 political manifesto, but a comment about civil rights over this past weekend has managed to overshadow that book completely. Perry was in Rock Hill, South Carolina this past Saturday. He was asked a question about the significance of the civil rights movement and sit-ins. He gives this winding answer and then ends up comparing the civil rights struggle to Republicans' fight for corporate tax rates. Listen.
America's gone a long way from the standpoint of civil rights, and thank God we have. I mean, we've gone from a country that's made great strides in issues of civil rights. I think we all can be proud of that. And as we go forward, America needs to be about freedom. It needs to be about freedom from overtaxation, freedom from over-litigation, freedom from over-regulation. And Americans, regardless of what their cultural or ethnic background is, they need to know that they can come to America and you got a chance to have any dream come true because the economic climate is going to be improved.
So does Perry really believe African Americans' struggle for civil rights is comparable to the GOP's fight for lower taxes? Is this ignorance of this? He was asked about the Friendship 9 sit-in, so maybe he didn't know what that was, so maybe it's just ignorance of the civil rights. Is it complete insensitivity?
I do think it demonstrates a certain, if not profound, insensitivity to the struggle that minorities, the black experience in America, especially at this time. I mean, if we look at what's happened to minorities, if we look at the disparity between rich and poor, you know, the numbers from the census show that white Americans
make on average 20 times more than black families, 18 times more than Hispanic. You know, one of the things Dr. King fought for was social and economic justice. For him to tie, you know, corporate tax rates to the civil rights movement, I think demonstrates a profound insensitivity to at least the struggle, if not the teachings.
And this is just the latest. I mean, when you look at this series of quotes from the book, some of which he's backing off on, you have to sit back as a political analyst and say, is he too far off even for the GOP?
Sure. And, you know, this is also not the first time Rick Perry has shot his mouth off. We have the stories about him wanting to kneecap Ben Bernanke. Rick Perry marches to the tune of his own, walks to the beat of his own drum. I think that there is a real concern on the part of the establishment GOP that he's not ready for prime time, and that he's really got to walk back some of this rhetoric. This certainly doesn't do anything to improve that image.
His image with me is zero. How about with you? Many of you in Texas think he's the cats, you know what. So if that's the case, everybody's got a different. Some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate, some people like strawberry, some people like banana. This guy's a little bananas from my perspective. 800-510-8255. Here is host Dan Kaplis talking to former Congressman Tom Tancredo, who says when he was running in the last election, Perry called him a racist.
Governor Perry called you a racist at some point?
That he did. Well, the way he... It was during the presidential campaign, and of course, I really had never, I still have never met the man, and had no contact with him, really, while I was campaigning, except that, indeed, he said at some event that, you know, you don't have to, you can be for secure borders, but you don't have to be a Tom Tancredo. And when asked to explain that, I mean, he certainly went on to suggest that my positions were so extreme as to make me a racist, and so that was the first time I ever came in had any contact whatsoever. And we actually, when I say contact, what we did then, I did, is called his office and asked to talk to him. He would not talk to me. I asked to talk to his chief of staff. I got a call back from his press person. And I simply said, I'd like the governor to explain his comments because, you know, I'd like him, if he thinks I'm a racist, I'd like to know what I've ever said or done that would give him that impression and why he would make these public statements about me. And certainly, as I say, I've never met the man. The chief of staff eventually did call back and said, essentially, we don't really care to have any conversation with you, and you know the governor essentially stands by what he said. And I said, well, I'd like to talk to the governor personally about this, and they would not allow me to do so. I never did get a chance to discuss it with him. So that was my first contact with him. And then really nothing happened subsequent to that. And he's certainly, you know, it's not surprising, I don't think, that he has jumped so far ahead so quickly, because there are a lot of people looking for a candidate still, and hoping that somebody's going to come along that provides for them anyway all of the component parts of a candidate that can beat Barack Obama and be a good conservative in at the same time. And I certainly am looking for that candidate. It's my hope and desire to find somebody like that.
All right, Tom Tancredo. Again, inside the mind of Rick Perry, or what kind of a person is he really? He doesn't even sound like a nice person to me. He sounds like an arrogant you-know-what. 800-510-8255. But then watching his body language, you kind of get that from him if you got any sort of sensitivity to that sort of thing. Here is talk host Mark Reardon with political commentator John Ziegler, who was a talk host in Los Angeles for a while. They talk about Ziegler's column regarding President Obama's secret weapon for his reelection.
The headline was Republican Delusion is Obama's all-too-secret weapon. Let me just read the beginning here. It says, when exactly did the Republicans seemingly become so delusional? The first sign that the GOP base had left the gravitational pull of the rational earth in the Obama era was when professional blowhard Donald Trump shot to the top of the presidential polls on the strength of his bogus birth certificate crusade. Now, the reason that that resonated with me is because when that happened, I had all kinds of people calling saying, yeah, Trump's the guy. He's not even conservative.
Right.
So no, yeah, I want you to explain the rest of this, but I mean, you're right on target here.
Well, I'm glad that you agree, and so that makes two of us. Unfortunately, Mark, as I get into the details, and you asked a very important question, why don't people get it? Part of it is because I think a lot of people on our side just aren't paying as much attention as you and I are. We only speak to people who agree with us. We only watch Fox News. We only listen to talk radio. We don't understand that 60% of the rest of the American public, unfortunately, is seeing this through a very different prism. But I think this is a very important media element to this. My concern is that no one has an incentive to tell the truth that you and I are talking about. In fact, they have a financial disincentive to tell it because no one wants to offend any particular contingent of the conservative base. If you're a conservative media outlet, or if you're somebody who is supportive of, let's say, Tea Party candidates, no one is going to say, look, Michelle Bachmann cannot win. Because if somebody like Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or somebody of that nature comes out and says that, they're going to have a revolt in their own customer base. And Fox News Channel, I mean, it's amazing to me that Sarah Palin is being allowed to continue as a commentator on Fox News when Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum were suspended before they even announced presidential campaigns, when she's doing virtually everything to run her own campaign.
Yeah, well, she's got a new ad out in Iowa. She certainly sounds like a candidate, doesn't she?
Oh, I think she has, as I explained in the piece, as a professional Palin watcher for the last 3 years, I don't see how she has any choice but to run, Mark. I mean, her brand depends on it. And I explain in great detail in the article how I think her candidacy will be different than others. And in fact, I think she may end up being the last Tea Party star standing because of the way that she's going to run her campaign, which I'm not sure she even really wants to win. I think she wants to come in second so that she can maintain her brand into the future without being exposed. I mean, there's a new poll out by Rasmussen today that shows her losing to Obama at his lowest point ever by 17 points nationwide. And Rasmussen is a conservative pollster. So the bottom line reality of all this, Mark, is unfortunately, now that Tim Pawlenty has been eliminated, you know, he was the nice guy in the race. Now it seems like Rick Perry obviously couldn't be more of a clone of George W. Bush. How in the world you beat Obama with a guy who, by his own words, says the only difference between he and Bush is that Bush went to Yale and he went to Texas A&M.
All right, so there, that tells the story a little bit. There's a little stridency. John Ziegler, and there always is this business about, when you listen to some of these guys, they're conservative and trying to use that terminology when they really don't even know what conservative means. The term has become footballed and in meaningless, in essence, other than people hang it on themselves. It's kind of like running around, everything Reagan is good, and anything that's not Reagan is not so good. In this circumstance, what it may be that he's right, and at least anybody that seems like, smells like, sounds like a George Bush is going to get walloped. And that is Perry, it seems, all over. Okay, so at any rate, there are some other things coming up. The hot sauce mom story in a minute, and then we'll try to find out what's going on, what talk folks are saying about Sarah Palin before the hour is over. It's 44 past the hour now on the countdown.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom, the X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, What is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, for the million bottle giveaway. You heard right. 1 million bottles of something that will protect that which is near and dear to both men and women. Men, your prostate, your well-being, your life. Women, intimacy, and a good night's rest. It starts with taking the master prostate formula. It starts now by your calling 800-716-6520. Master Prostate has 12 key ingredients shown to promote healthy prostate function, help you get a good night's rest. It's all natural. The best part is you can get a free bottle, part of the Master Prostate Million Bottle Giveaway. Just pay a small shipping and handling fee, and your bottle is on its way. 800-716-6520. Call that now. Get a good night's rest. Take my word for it. Master Prostate is incredible. Try it now. Free. The free bottle offer won't last. Call now. 800-716-6520.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
How many of you are following the case of this woman, Jessica Beegley is her name, found guilty of child abuse for forcing her children to ingest hot sauce as punishment? Here's legal analyst Andrea Canning talking to a reporter on ABC about the guilty verdict in this case.
What this is really doing is sending a big message about, you know, what she did. After the episode featuring Jessica Beegley aired, Dr. Phil viewers flooded the Anchorage Police Department with calls for action. Authorities got involved, and now nearly a year later, a jury of 3 men and 3 women have found Beegley guilty. Her attorney says she never would have been charged with child abuse if she hadn't reached out to Dr. Phil for help.
What happens when you lie to me? You get hot sauce.
It's the controversial video that earned Jessica Beegley a spot on an episode of the Dr. Phil show called Mommy Confessions.
Close your mouth. Did you swallow it?
But pouring burning hot sauce on her 7-year-old son's tongue also landed her in front of a jury who convicted Beegley of child abuse Tuesday.
It's been a long ordeal, and I'm sure that it's quite upsetting.
Her defense attorney told the jury she turned to Dr. Phil out of pure frustration, desperate to help her out-of-control adopted son.
She's a loving, caring mother, and she who had a child who had some behavioral problems that she was doing her best to deal with.
But prosecutors said Beegley abused the boy just to get on the show.
I do not think that this punishment would have occurred had the Dr. Phil show not called and said, please tell us how angry of a mom you are, and not only tell us, but show us.
The punishment for the boy who came to Alaska from Russia included a freezing cold shower.
You are to do what you are told.
all for throwing pencils at school and then lying about it. Beagley also admitted she would make the boy do jumping jacks to the point of exhaustion.
We've tried a lot of different things to punish the kids.
She is going to regular counseling with her boys to try and be a better mom and to try and help them with their issues.
Jessica Beagley, who has six children, will be sentenced on Monday. She faces up to a year in prison and a $10,000 fine. She will keep custody of the child in question because Child Protective Services came to the home and found no reason to remove that child.
That's right. But there are some people who feel that hot saucing is a form of punishment, but not necessarily child abuse. But apparently the jury does not agree with that.
Right. There are people on both sides of this. But thank God she's getting counseling and trying to fix this problem. I mean, that's the important thing, I think, right now.
It is.
One of the other important things is to understand what you get when you adopt a child from Russia. 51 past the hour.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Where, oh, where is Sarah Palin, and what's the story with Sarah Palin? This is, you can almost become, you could have nothing but radio programs about Sarah Palin. And so what is she up to? Here's Talk Host Dave Diamond, who has a fellow named Frank Aguila. He has a book written about Sarah Palin. And if you listen carefully, you can figure out what he really hopes will happen.
When you met Sarah, and by met, I mean you got to review her, all of these things, well, she polls well with women, she's a conservative, all that stuff, that's good from a political standpoint, but what personally resonated with you? What was it? What was that moment when you said, gosh, this is the gal that I want?
Well, it was all that, but, you know, she has the three E's about her that I really like to try to point out to people. I call it excellence, ethics, and energy. Okay, so when you talk about ethics, and I'm really glad you brought this up there, Dave, because she is different from any politician out there. When you talk about politicians, people hate politicians because, you know what, they are so much into politics for themselves, and you look at the politicians out there, they're basically bought and paid for by the elite Republicans. They're bought and paid for by the elite Democrats. They're bought and paid for by union bosses. They're bought and paid for by corporations. Sarah Palin's not bought and paid for by anybody. She's actually hated by the elite Republicans because she fought against, as I stated, with the chairman of the Republican Party in Alaska, who basically she basically stopped the flow of money to the head of the Republican National Committee. The Democrats obviously hate her. Then you have, she's the one that they got the oil companies. The oil companies had a free thing where they basically were receiving money from the state and they weren't doing anything on the leases of the oil fields out there. And she basically said, hey, you know what, you're going to do your job. You're going to go ahead and start drilling the oil like you're supposed to, or you're out of here and we're going to get somebody else. And she got them going. So she doesn't have any favors to anybody. She doesn't owe any favors. And I'll tell you what, Dave, she's probably the only politician out there right now that has any backbone to stand up to all the corruption that's going on. And that's why she's so fearful amongst a lot of the elites that are out there.
All right. You think that's the case? Here's radio person Terry Gilbert with a focus on Palin and her movie and how it will help perhaps the presidential campaign if she decides to run.
Content-wise, it's a good movie. Yes, it is. I've seen a lot of documentaries, as I'm sure you have. There's very good ones, there's very bad ones, and there's everything in between. And I would put this on the high end. And when you see it, you can give it 5 stars, 3 stars, you can give it an A, B, C, you can give it an F. You can have your personal rating. That's fine. But I'm sure you will walk away saying, either better than I expected, or she hit it out of the park. I'm sure you will, because it was better than expected. Now, if you're on the left, you're going to throw tomatoes at it if you can get away with that. What is shown is information, a lot of which I already knew. But there was some things that were revelations to me, things I didn't know. And regardless of if you get an A minus, B plus, however you rate it, 95%, great, however, 5 stars, however. More to the point, it shows a history of this person coming from a small area, rising up through the soccer mom time in her life, beauty queen and all of that, to getting serious, to becoming a civic leader mom, to becoming a mayor mom, to then maturing in that role, then thinking through the local issues and paying her dues. Paying her dues. Remember how the left portrayed Obama as grassroots? That shoe leather guy, community organizer who walked and talked with the people? Well, so too Sarah Palin in this movie. And all the documentary pictures and so forth to prove it. Very smart. Grassroots. Cutting her teeth. Learning the game at the local level. Community. Being with the people, of the people, by the people, for the people. All good. Manifesting her interest. This was a very important point. The filmmaker nailed it. And she is portrayed as genuine. She is portrayed as one of the folks, even though she radiates beauty. I mean, you think, well, how can this movie star be one of the folks? Well, she radiates beauty in this movie, truly. And she is a beautiful, beautiful woman. But nonetheless, they portray her as the average kid.